The Welsh Government's Deputy Minister for Transport and Pen y Bont-Bro Morgannwg MS says the latest figures for the cost of HS2 show Wales is being shortchanged by the UK government. His comments come as the UK government's transport secretary announced that HS2 could cost now up to £102.7 billion. Despite that, trains will not start running until between 2036 and 2039, up to 6 years later than the most recent official target. He says that the project being labelled as an England and Wales project is unacceptable, with every pound denied to Wales being one that could be invested into the transport network. Elsewhere, two members of the Senate elected in Pen y Bont-Bro Morgannwg have been given roles in the Reform UK Wales Shadow Cabinet. Sarah Cooper-Lessard, who was elected second in the constituency, will serve as Shadow Cabinet Minister for Children, Young People and Skills. After growing up in the care system, Cooper-Lessard has a key focus on children and young people, stating she wants to contribute to any committees covering those areas. Meanwhile, Gaz Thomas, who was elected fifth in the constituency, will serve as Shadow Minister for Disabilities, Mental Health and Veterans, which are three areas he said he'd like to focus on following his election.
Reform have their own policies that we want to work on, but what I want to work on is literally disability, veterans and mental health. That are my three main focuses.
And TV presenter Ruth Dodsworth has described how she had to ask her ex-husband for cash to buy herself anything after he gave her absolutely no access to her own money. Dodsworth's former husband, Jonathan Wignall, was jailed in 2021 for coercive and controlling behaviour and stalking. She also recalled the bewilderment of reporting Wignall to the police, adding she previously did not know what controlling behaviour was. In sport, Wrexham forward Josh Windass has questioned why the Championship playoffs are not being restarted following the Southampton Spygate scandal. Southampton have been expelled from the playoffs after admitting they spied on three league rivals this season. Saints say the sanction that included a four-point deduction next season is disproportionate and have lodged an appeal. Wrexham missed out on the playoffs by 2 points on the final day of the season following a draw with Middlesbrough. And Windass says the four-team competition should be restarted again, with Wrexham taking Southampton's place.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
You're listening to The Vale This Week from Bro Radio. On this week's edition, we'll meet one of the newly elected MSs for Pen y Bont-Bro Morgannwg, Sarah Rees MS, finding out about her time since being elected on May 8th and how she plans to engage with local communities which she serves. Over 50 protests took place across the UK back on Saturday as part of the Surfers Against Sewage campaign, calling on more to be done by water companies and government to improve the quality of waterways. Rhiannon Williams heads to Barry Island to talk to some of the protest organisers and visitors. With a growth in people making music locally, Beacons Cymru has launched an opportunity for local people to perform at the Bellevue music event in Penarth this July. Oliver Perry will chat to organisers before 8 o'clock. The Vale Food Trail returns later this week, kicking off with the Cowbridge Food and Drink Festival on the bank holiday weekend. I'll chat with organiser Louise Denham from Food Vale and Nia Mon from Dur West, one of the local businesses taking part in an expanded two-week trail for 2026. And if you fancy a sprinkle of musicals, both new and old, Chaos is bringing its musicals and more event to St Athan, Cowbridge and Mantwick Major this weekend. Celia Hamlin will sit down with its chair, Jill, to find out more. All that plus your roundup of news, events and what's on here in the Vale of Glamorgan. But first, just 2 weeks ago, six new MSs were elected to serve the Pen y Bont-Bro Morgannwg constituency. Whilst two of those six are returning members, the Conservatives' Andrew Artie Davis and Labour's Sarah Murphy, four of the members are new to the Senedd. On this programme, we've previously met and found out more about Plaid Cymru's Mark Hooper, who's a former Barrack Ward councillor on Vale of Glamorgan Council and now part of the Welsh Government's Cabinet in the role of Deputy Minister for Transport, and also Reform UK's Sarah Cooper-Lessard, who this week was announced as part of the party's Shadow Cabinet as Minister for Children, Young People and Skills. There's also Reform's Gaz Thomas, who will serve as Shadow Minister for Disabilities, Mental Health and Veterans. The final of the six MSs and elected third in the Pen y Bont-Bro Morgannwg constituency is Plaid Cymru's Sarah Rees MS, who I sat down with last week. We began by reflecting on her time since being elected.
gosh, it's been an absolute whirlwind. And from that, you know, even having to do those interviews outside because the fire alarm's going off, it was, it's been crazy from that moment onwards, hasn't it? And so a few people have said when they watch back what happened on the stage when we were all announced, and they were like, why did you keep looking at your phone? And I was like, because it's 3 o'clock on a Friday, and that's when my daughter rings me to say, can she have pocket money for the weekend? And then, you know, so it was like I was hit back down to earth even when the results were being announced.
And since then, it's kind of been, a whirlwind week. Lots of things have happened, you know, that day after being on the set of the steps as well, with the moments we've seen on social media with the Welsh National Anthem kind of bursting out from the crowd there. Tell us what it was like to stand there alongside 42 other MSs elected for Plaid Cymru.
Yeah, so we had our first group meeting as Plaid Cymru Senedd members on Saturday morning, and nobody expected as we came round the corner to the Senedd steps to have that kind of reception. And, you know, there were people saying this has never happened in Wales before with a Senedd election. So it was really magical. I think people were really moved. They were touched by the singing. You know, just the love of, we all knew someone in that crowd who had been fighting and standing up for Wales for their entire lives. We all had a friend there. We all had people we've worked with, volunteers in our team. And it was just unbelievable. And the tip to anyone else is always stand next to Delith Jewell, because her singing voice is outstanding. So I'm quite happy whenever we break out into song, I'll be stood next to her.
Brilliant. And since then, you've been obviously in the Senedd, some key moments so far in terms of electing Rinne as First Minister. Tell us what it's like to be stepping in the Senedd, to take your oath and be there for that key moment.
Yeah, I think for me, I wanted to take my oath publicly so that I could pay remembrance to my friend Claire O'Shea, who we lost this time last year to cancer. And it was been, you know, really fantastic to do things like talk to some of our people in our new cabinet and say, well, actually, the things that Claire stood for, that she campaigned for, we can now make sure that we put into action. And we will always be held to account by people who aren't here anymore, people who are constantly saying, this is the thing you need to change. This is the thing to make Wales better. You know, we're already cracking on and doing it.
So for lots of people, they might not know you as an individual. So obviously you're the new MS for Pennebont Bromwich. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your kind of background, and what brought you to politics.
So I wasn't really interested or didn't know much about politics when I was younger. I was very much kind of the first person in my family to go to university. You know, I grew up as the kind of kid that hid my my school free school dinner ticket up my sleeve. You know, so politics wasn't a thing in my life. I voted. And that was it. But I didn't quite know what I was doing. I got quite political after I was made redundant on maternity leave. And I was part of a campaign called Pregnant Then Screwed, which was talking about maternity rights. And that's really where I kind of caught my fire of campaigning to make a difference for people. I was saying to someone this morning, one of the things I did in lockdown when everyone was banging their pots and pans on a Thursday to say thanks to carers, I had legal training so that I could sit on a phone line so that people working in care services that were pregnant or on maternity leave could say, I don't think my rights are being upheld, and been able to give them advice so that they could protect themselves in the workplace. And that's the kind of thing that you'll get from me, someone who will just do the job, get stuck in.
Now, as I said, you're elected MS for Pennebont Bromwich, and obviously this new system means there are six representatives in this constituency. And I guess whilst Plaid Cymru had the largest share of the votes, there are lots of people that potentially didn't vote for Plaid Cymru. So how, as you MS, will make sure you can represent, I guess, everyone that's in the constituency as well?
I think one of the most important things as a Senedd member is to listen to people and actually make a difference for everybody. It doesn't matter if you voted Plaid Cymru or if you voted for any other party in government. Plaid Cymru are now representing you. You know, great stations like Bro Radio we listen to because we know that this is where we're going to hear what happens in our community and where we can make a difference, where things matter that you want change on. You know, call us, call the radio station. There's ways that you can get your voice heard, and that will be listened to and put into action.
And how's the plan then to engage with people in the community and do that? How are you planning to get out and engage with the community, I guess, over the next 4 years as elected MS?
So we are already having discussions about leaflets that we want to get out so that we can go to people in the community. You know, you shouldn't have to expect to come and find us. We'll be going to you where you are, on your street, at your front door. You know, we'll do street surgeries. You'll be able to contact us online. There's so many different ways that you can get in touch with people. But it's just give us a few days to get the office set up so that we can do it. We've already had so many people in touch already. And, you know, thank you for them to be for being so keen and for wanting change. You know, there's some things that have been raised that are really, really important already. And we, as you know, we'll be doing action on that in the coming days.
That was Sarah Rees, MS for Penobont, Bromwich, Gannog. And here on this programme, we'll be looking to bring you closer to all the MSs serving the local area, including, of course, those in Caerdydd, Penarth, on the Vale this week. Now, with a roundup of the top local news stories over the last 7 days, here's Kay McMahon.
First Minister Rhiannon Yorworth has appointed his cabinet, including two roles for local MSs. Penobont's Bromwich Gannog MS Mark Hooper will take on the role of Deputy Minister for Transport, whilst Caerdydd Penarth MS Anna Bryken takes on the role of Cabinet Minister for Education and the Welsh Language. Speaking following the announcement, Rhiannon Yorworth said the cabinet will have a relentless focus on doing what's best for Wales. Sunday saw the largest ever Barry Island 10K descend onto the iconic seaside town for a full Welsh festival of running. More than 4,700 participants registered to take part across both the 10K and junior races, taking in the town's most iconic spots, including Whitmore Bay, the Knapp, Romney Park and Watch House Bay. It was an event extravaganza as the race partnered with Welsh Music, Culture and Arts Festival Gwylf Ac y Fro for the first time this year. Event performances were scheduled for both the Saturday and the Sunday, as runners and spectators took in all the sights and delights of the seafront. A new course record was set in the women's race by Charlotte Taylor from Bristol and West AC with a time of 33.08. The title was previously held by Natasha Wilson, who ran at 34.21 last year. The RNLI Visitor Experience and Shop at Barry Island is set to remain a fixture on the promenade for another decade, following a successful tender submission that guarantees its place until 2036. Opening in 2017 as the UK's first dedicated drowning prevention centre, the Barry Island RNLI Visitor Experience has become a cornerstone of the community, welcoming thousands of visitors, supporting life-saving work, and offering vital water safety education to families, schools, and local groups. The announcement comes during a milestone year for the RNLI, as the Barry Dock RNLI celebrates its 125th anniversary and RNLI lifeguards mark 25 years of service. The new Mayor and Deputy Mayor of the Vale of Glamorgan for the 2026-27 period have been officially appointed by the county's full council. The decision took place at the Vale of Glamorgan Council's annual meeting, in which authority members elect various chairs and vice-chairs of committees. For 2026-27, the Mayor is now Caris Stallard, who represents the St. Bride's Major Ward. The new Deputy Mayor is Belinda Lovelock Edwards, who represents the Devan Ward. Meanwhile, a new Mayor has been elected at Barry Town Council's annual meeting on Monday the 11th of May. Councillor Sean Thomas was elected to the role after being nominated by Councillor Helen Payne and seconded by Councillor Ewan Goodjohn, with all council members present unanimously agreeing on appointing her to the role. Councillor Thomas takes over from the 2025-26 Mayor of Barry, Councillor Dennis Clark, who spoke on the evening about what a great honour it had been to be the Mayor of Barry.
Last weekend saw over 50 protests take place across the UK as part of the Surface Against Sewage campaign. Rhiannon Williams went along to one of those events on Barry Island.
A crowd gathered on Barry Island on Saturday for a demonstration as part of the Nationwide Day of Action organised by Surface Against Sewage. More than 50 protests took place nationwide, with campaigners at Barry Island joining calls for urgent action to improve water quality and tackle repeated sewage spills into rivers and coastal areas. Philippa Newman is from Vale Action for Nature and told me about why they took part in the national campaign.
Well, we want people to be aware of when these sewage spills are happening. We want clear signage, government responsibility, and we want awareness to the dangers that sewage spills can cause in our oceans. We want people to be aware that they're doing it and it's happening, and it's happening more often than anyone thinks.
What is the biggest risk you've seen in our waterways locally?
Locally, it can do a lot of damage to the environment. We're seeing up in Kenfig in the river, that's like an environmental disaster at the moment, and they all connect. It goes into the Taff. 75% of our rivers are unfit for human health. So it's happening everywhere, and it's happening to a lot of people. Loads of people say they get sick from the waters around the area, and people with their pets as well are even like experiencing it. So,
What would you like the decision makers, that the Welsh Water, to do to prevent any more sewage getting into our waterways.
We need to take responsibility in their hands. We need to make sure that everything is clear. We need to make sure that sewage spills, when happening, are happening for legitimate reasons. We need to make sure that the companies are holding themselves accountable, reporting when they should be reporting, and being very clear with what this means with the public to our waterways.
The protest follows news that six beaches in the Vale of Glamorgan have received yellow and blue Seaside Award flags in Keep Wales Tidy's Wales Coast Awards, which Philippa says it is being confused with a previous issued blue flag award, which the resort hasn't held since 2019.
So a lot of people at the moment think that Barry Island's got blue flag status back as it used to in 2019, but we won a Seaside Award, which is different to the blue flag award. The blue flag is internationally recognised, a water standard of water quality, where a Seaside Award is gave by Keep Wales Tidy just about the overall cleanliness of the beach. So it doesn't have anything to do with water quality, unfortunately. And you can also have a beach rated excellent and it still have sewage pollution leaks.
Whilst the local service and paddleboarders swarm out, local residents gathered for speeches and chants against the Dŵr Cymru Welsh Water. Heather is one of the organisers of the Paddle Out event. She says the recent Channel 4's Dirty Business has raised awareness of the issue and facing local communities and visitors to coastal resorts.
So I love going for a cold water dip. I think it's amazing for our health and our mental health, and I think Welsh Water dumping sewage needs to stop. I recently watched Dirty Business as well on Channel 4, and that just opened my eyes. You know, I couldn't believe a death had happened. I know years ago, but it still happened. Heather Preen, she was only 8, and she went to a beach and she contracted E. coli, and she died as a result of that. And I just think, how many people don't know that? I'm a beach user regularly, and people who don't regularly use the beach perhaps have less education on the issue, and 100% need to be made aware of that. And I think the national protest was a great opportunity to get Barry involved and just share the message that it's not okay, it needs to stop, and we need better waterways.
Whilst the Day of Action has concluded, more campaigns continue across the UK.
Surfers Against Sewage do loads of things, from litter picks to obviously working with Channel 4 for Dirty Business. So if you just head over to sas.org.uk, you can find out loads of information there.
That was Rhiannon Williams at the Surfers Against Sewage protest event on Barry Island on Saturday. Still to come on the show before 8pm, Oliver talks to the organisers of Beacons Cymru about an opportunity for young performers to get on stage at an event in Penarth this summer. And I'll find out more about the return of the Vale Food Trail, which starts this weekend with some exciting events to connect you with local producers, makers and manufacturers here in the county.
Bro Radio.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, You'll find them at Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at fryertuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
You're listening to The Veil this week from Bro Radio. Now, with summer fast approaching, a number of live music events are set to take place, with one of those in Penarth providing an opportunity for young performers to get on stage with paid opportunities before the Bellevue music event in the park. Oliver Perry has more.
Wales is called the land of song by many. Such impressive vocalists like Tom Jones, Shirley Bassey and Duffy just so happen to be born and raised in Cymru. But could the next Welsh superstar be performing in the Vale? Youth Music in the Park, an event for musicians aged 14 to 19, is taking place at Bellevue Park in Penarth in July of this year. In collaborations with Beacons Cymru and Friends of Bellevue Park, the event is set to take place the day before the already popular Music in the Park Festival. We are joined by the director and CEO of Beacons Cymru, Spike Griffiths, and event coordinator, Maddie Lavender, to tell us a little bit more about the festival. Spike and Maddie, thanks for coming on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your work with Beacons Cymru.
What Beacons Cymru does is support young people who are pursuing a career in the music industry in Wales. So you have many programmes, many opportunities relating to either music creators or those wanting to work behind the scenes. Generally, we have a lot going on at one given time. And also, just to add, we have many live events happening all around Wales. So we're working in partnership with BBC Horizons to deliver live music events in Newport, Bridgend, Cardiff, and further afield. So we're very active in all that we do.
No, that's honestly incredible to hear. If I could just ask Maddie now about her ties with Beacons Cymru, just exactly what her role in it is and the role that she plays as part of it.
Yes, so basically I've been with like the Beacons membership since October, I believe. I've been able to do some venue rep work at the Forte events in Porters. I've done a few of those now I've been wanting to get into like the behind the scenes work in the music industry. I found that I was able to get some work experience doing that.
I know for yourself, Maddie, again, how helpful has Beacons been for getting you, again, trying to get a foot into the industry with the behind the scenes and production side so far?
It's been really helpful so far because I feel like a lot of it with the music industry is about like who you know. And also a lot of things you need work experience to get more work. Me not having any paid work that I could show on my CV has been like a barrier to getting further work. And this is been able to give me that, so now I'm able to do more.
If I could just ask yourself, Spike, what are some of the biggest success stories that you've seen so far with Beacons Cymru? Any up-and-coming musicians that you've been able to get into the mainstream, being able to get chart success?
Mainly our music creator strand, which is dedicated to supporting new music and emerging musicians, is Forte, as Maddie's referenced. And through that, we see a lot of opportunity, a lot of young people grasping the opportunity and being dedicated and putting the hard work and effort in. And then that sort of translates to further success beyond the project. So artists in a sort of local capacity for us here today, Hannah Lilly, who is a wonderful musician who came from the Forte project some years back, is now touring Europe. I think she's coming towards the end of that tour. So playing to across venues of 1,000, 2,000 capacity venues across Europe and doing really well, extremely well. Previously, she supported Coldplay when they last performed in the Millennium Stadium. On that scale, another artist, another band called Chroma, have also had the opportunity to support the Foo Fighters when they recently toured the UK. So, you know, there are acts that are really punching that sort of weight, really, which is phenomenal.
With your role and the company, how important do you think it is with schemes like Beacons to protect the arts and culture in Wales?
Well, it's crucial. And I have been, it's a privilege to work in the arts and to be doing something that I often don't feel like work. It's, you know, it's a joy to be working with young people and supporting that talent. But without support and without funding, then these opportunities and these projects like ours wouldn't exist. So we don't make any money from what we do. It's simply a not-for-profit organisation, and that we are always seeking support financially from funding streams ourselves, Welsh Government, Arts Council, who I must say have been really supportive from day one, and we hope that that support continues, of course.
Maddie, if I could just ask you now, just... I was going to say, obviously, you've got this festival coming up alongside working with Friends of Bellevue Park for Youth Music in the Park. What are audiences expected to see and hear when they enter the festival? What should be their expectation be?
Well, the event itself is a long-standing event in Penarth. Music in the Park has been going for many years, I think since 2008. So it's a really well-known of summer flagship event, really, in the town of Penarth. And we were approached by their committee to explore what an expansion of that offer could look like. So the main event, which has been going, is on a Sunday. It's on a Sunday, the 12th of July. And the infrastructure for that event was already there. The stage, the equipment, the setting was all set up the day before. So I really wanted to explore what a Saturday could look like, and mainly from the point of view of young people and what a young person-focused stage could look like, particularly supporting talent coming from the region, so as wide as the Vale, and hopefully having a bit more focus on residents of Penarth, and hence why Maddie's on board. Maddie's a resident from Penarth. So just bringing that local feel, supporting the local, not only the local economy, but the local talent, really, providing a stage for local.
So, Maddie, if I can just come to yourself, has work started already for the event? Is there much nerves? Is there much nerves at the moment? Is there excitement? Like, what is your current feeling going into your first outdoor event, working in the event side of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of starting to come along now with the going through the applicants for the event. I'm really excited about it because it was one of those things where when I went to school, because I went to Stanwell, there were like a lot of people who are like really talented musicians, but it was kind of one of those things where there wasn't that much going on locally with music. There are some things that were more like with school theatre stuff, but not so much on the side of like bands and singer-songwriter. Yeah, I'm really glad that something like this is happening, and I hope that it does get to continue happening in years to come.
That was Oliver Perry chatting to the team at Beacons Cymru about the Youth in the Park event and the opportunities available for young performers. Talking of opportunities, this weekend sees the return of the Vale Food Trail, starting off with the Cowbridge Food and Drink Festival. Now in its fourth year, it's an opportunity to connect with local producers, growers and manufacturers with tastings, tours and more. Louise Denham is Food Vale Coordinator and helps organise the trail, whilst Nia Mon is from De West, a local non-alcoholic drinks producer based in the county and taking part in the trail. Louise began telling us a bit more about the Food Vale Trail and the idea behind it.
Well, this is the fourth year in a row now that we're running the Vale Food Trail, which is fantastic. And basically the idea behind the trail is that it's all about celebrating food that is good for people, place and planet. So what it looks like in practice is that over 2 weeks, we kind of showcase loads of different kind of local producers in the Vale alongside the different cafes, restaurants and businesses that support them, to highlight food that is kind of seasonal, locally sourced and made with care for our local communities. So that can range from things such as farm tours to different tastings. We've got special kind of banquets and suppers being featured. We've got talks on beekeeping and things like that. And just a range of things happening in an absolutely packed programme this year.
And you mentioned this is fourth year. Tell us about the success today and how it's helped to connect people with local food, but also support those businesses.
Absolutely. So every year it's gone from strength to strength. So last year we saw 1,000 people taking part in over 30 activities as part of the Vale Food Trail in 2025. This year we want it to go even bigger. So we've got even more businesses taking part in the trail, and we anticipate there'll be even more people. So we're inviting kind of visitors and residents of the Vale to travel around and take part in the variety of different events that are happening. What we found is that it's just a really nice way for people to kind of get to know the food that's being produced on their doorstep. There's such an amazing range of stuff that's happening in the Vale that lots of people don't know about. So for us, it's really a chance for us to connect people, connect businesses with businesses, and businesses with communities as well.
And Nia, you run a local company called Dir West. Tell us a little about your work and why you decided to get involved.
Well, I've got a sort of two-pronged approach. I'm on the local board with Louise, helping from week to week. And there on behalf of the business community and the food and drink producers. And then I've also got this sideline of a non-alcoholic drinks company. So basically, we're just there to celebrate the Vale's producers. We've got amazing producers within the Vale. It used to be called the Garden of Wales. You know, we have the best most rich soil. You have farmers producing excellent crops. We have vineyards. We have smaller producers. And so our idea was, we're working with Lucy from Peterston Tea, to create a sort of a banquet, a celebration of the local producers. And we're trying to work on a sort of 5-mile radius. We'll have to have one or two things slightly to the bottom of the Vale, but everything will be local, all the drinks, all the food, and hang fire. We're really lucky that they're willing to cook this spectacular meal for us over fire. And the location, I would say, it can't be rivaled, really. It's right in the middle of the Peterston Plantation, the only tea estate in Wales. And Lucy's just got a fantastic stretch tent placed in the middle of the trees. It's such a fabulous location, and that's where everything will be cooked by the menu curated by Hangfire. And we'll have a lovely evening, hopefully.
It sounds wonderful. How important is it for you as a business and a producer to kind of collaborate and work with other people to create something like this?
It's so essential, especially at the moment. Keeping the pound local has never been more important to local companies. If you spend a pound locally with a local company, it sort of triples in effect. And it's just supporting those companies that work so hard day in, day out. And it's just a chance for them to be able to shine and show the produce that they have. So we're working with all kinds of producers from our vineyards, Santillery, Glyndŵr, Rosedew, Forage are providing some of our meat for us. We have Coed Hills and other veg producers providing veg, and as many drinks as you can think of in the Vale, from Grounds for Good to Llanbleddian cider, and all the vineyards I mentioned before. Everybody has place, and of course the kombucha from Peterston Tea. And we're just creating a lovely menu showcasing what excellent produce is available locally to everybody.
And Louise, that's one of many events. So tell us about some of the other events that are going on over the programme for people to get involved in.
So as I said, this year it's a two-week trail, and we've managed to coincide it with a number of other kind of exciting dates which are being reflected in the programme. So we've got, as usual, we'll be launching the trail at the Cowbridge Food and Drink Festival, which is happening this weekend on the 24th and 25th, where we'll be offering a series of kind of free activities to engage with visitors around the kind of connections between food and well-being and climate. But we've also got things such as Welsh Wine Week happening during the trail. So we've got, I mean, Nia mentioned some of the vineyards there, but St. Hilary, Glyndwr, Tygafer as well taking part. We've got National Barbecue Week and have got the fantastic Rosedew Farm and Farms Pantry taking part. On the 6th of June, which is the kind of National Have a Grow Day, we've got activities happening at Peterston Tea, where you can go along and kind of sample some of the tea and know, learn a bit more about what it's like to kind of grow and produce tea. And we've got Llanblethian Orchards as well, opening their doors for the first time since before COVID. And then on the 7th of June, there's Open Farm Sunday as well that's celebrated nationally, where we've got Celtic Roots Farm and Gardens in Pendoilin and Ali's Edibles in Llanmais as well, opening their doors. You can go along, see what's happening, learn a bit, get to know your local producers.
Well, it sounds like a great range of activities going on. How can people find out more about the full lineup and how they can book tickets?
You just need to Google Vail Food Trail 2026, and then you click on the link for the Visit the Vail website, where you'll see the kind of the jam-packed programme up on their webpage there. And you can register for the individual events then through the links provided on the webpage. I also encourage listeners to, if you want to get a flavour of the types of events that are featured in the trail, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook. We're just Vail Food Trail, or the handle is at Vail Food Trail. And we've got loads of content coming out there to give a bit more information about what people can expect.
The Vail Food Trail runs from the 24th of May to the 7th of June. You can find out more by searching for Vail Food Trail online. Still to come on the show before 8 p.m, Celia will chat to one of the organisers of Chaos Musical Society's upcoming Musicals and More production, which is taking place in St Athan, Cowbridge and Llantwit Major this weekend. And Jamie will have a roundup of events going on over the Bank Holiday weekend.
Bro Radio.
Everyone is welcome at the Llantwit Major More Than Food Hub. And we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llantwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
Do you have a learning disability? Are you 18 or over? Your health is important and you deserve the best support. Every year, you can get a free annual health check at your GP surgery. It's easy, it's friendly, and it helps you stay healthy and happy. So don't miss out. Pick up the phone, contact your GP surgery today, and get your annual health check booked. Go to getcheckedout.org for more helpful information. Get Checked Out Wales, because your health matters.
You're listening to The Vale This Week from Bro Radio. Soon we'll hear about some events going on this bank holiday weekend. But first, Celia caught up with one of the organisers of a series of live theatre events taking place in The Vale this weekend.
This weekend, Chaos Musical Society continues their Musicals and More show. You may have heard me talking about it on my show earlier in the day, with nights in Cowbridge, St Athan and Llantwit Major taking the audiences on a journey through musicals old and new. Now, Jill is with me today. She's the chairman slash director, so she's got two hats on, of Chaos Musical Society, and she joins me now. Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
Hello, Celia. I'm fine, thank you.
Fabulous. So, first of all, Jill, can you tell us a little bit about Chaos Musical Society and what you are?
What we are, what it says basically, we are a musical society. So we do concerts and we also do main shows. So it depends on the finances, because that's the most important thing, is the finance. And we actually present the concerts to make enough finance to do main shows. Now we bring in people from the surrounding areas. Anywhere that's near us and will join us can basically join us. We're always at the Llantonian Hall on a Thursday, 7:30, and we welcome all new members.
Can I ask, what if you can't sing?
I mean, do you have to have a certain level of being able to sing, or will enthusiasm carry you through?
Enthusiasm can carry you through, because often when you get, lots of people say they can't sing, but they can sing in a chorus.
Yes.
That's very different from singing solo.
Yeah.
So therefore, don't think because somebody said to you when you were a child, oh, you're no good at singing.
Yeah.
Don't think that you wouldn't be good enough for us, because I'm sure that when you get into a chorus, you'll be able to hold
a
tune.
It is, isn't it? Because we've all got different pitches, haven't we?
That's correct. And it is.
You do kind of get pigeonholed when you're little.
Yes, you do.
And then you think, oh, I can't sing, I can't do this. So, yeah, so that's lovely that you've got that you can. And obviously, in with other voices, you pick up the tone as well, don't you?
And also, so that's because lovely. When you're doing musicals, often you have speaking parts.
Yeah.
So if you're good you're a good actor, I mean, if you can act something and you can sing it, that's even better, because but you might just have an acting part. So don't cut yourself out.
Fabulous. So recently you've been out performing. You've done 3 dates for your Musicals and More show already. How did the first 3 shows go?
They went very well, considering. I mean, I must admit, I was a little bit being sort of directing it, and I was thinking, oh, we're not quite up to par as I would like to be. But amazingly, as usual, it pulled it off. So they went exceptionally well. And I think people liked the different mix that we actually have in the shows this year.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff did you have in there then? I was saying earlier that my favourite is obviously Calamity Jane. But what kind of things did you have in the show?
New musicals. So we've got things like Kinky Boots, Waitress, and that sort of era. Then we go back to Evita.
Yeah.
And then we also do things like The Trolley Song from Meet Me in St. Louis with
Judy Garland. Yes, that's lovely.
And we also do The Lullaby of Broadway.
Yeah.
I mean, so we go right the way back to the 1940s, really.
Yeah.
And so we cover a vast range. And we also do a country section.
Oh, wow.
So we do a little bit of 9 till 5 and something called 2 Pina Coladas.
Yeah.
I think Crazy's in there and Island in the Sun. Plus, we do 2 sketches.
2 sketches?
Yes.
So like a comedy sketch.
Sketches.
Okay.
Yes. So one in the first half, one in the second half. That breaks it up. You know, it makes it more interesting for people, I think, when we're doing sections and we have solos, we have duets, and we have full choral numbers as well.
So when you say musicals and more, there's a lot more, isn't
musicals
there? Amazingly,
more.
A lot
yes,
more.
Yes, exactly.
So, so you've got 3 shows coming up now. So you were saying earlier to me that these shows now fund your
fund our main show.
Your main show, doesn't it?
That's
now,
correct.
Last year you did Titanic the musical.
We did.
What an epic to pull off. Amazing. What have you got coming up for this year?
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Oh, that's amazing. I love Hello, Dolly.
In the spring.
Yes.
Yes,
oh, that would be fabulous. Fantastic. Fanny Bryce. Amazing.
It's one of those shows you go out actually singing all the numbers because you all know them. That's something that
makes
a difference.
And it's a very uplifting musical, isn't it, that one? It's very kind of... Some musicals are a little bit sad, you know, like Les Mis. You know, you're going to be crying
Titanic.
At the end of it. Yeah, like Titanic. Yes, but Hello, Dolly is so uplifting and amazing. So these are funding
these
the big
will
main
fund
show.
It, yes, because
amazing.
The main show costs so much money.
So where are the 3 shows going to be coming up for this bank holiday weekend? Now
right, we have on the 22nd on the Friday. That's at Cowbridge and that's at the Town Hall. And on the Saturday we're at the Gathering Place in St. Athan.
Yeah.
And on a Sunday, Lutonian Hall in Lantwick Major.
Fabulous. And the doors open 7 p.m?
7 p.m. for 8, so 7:30.
And so how can people find out more about this now? How do they go about getting tickets?
Well, they can get tickets by going on to trybooking.com and then putting Chaos Musical Society in there. They can also get tickets at the door.
Yeah.
And finally, you can get them from Heidi on 07706, and that's 062021.
Fabulous. Now,
that's the telephone number.
Tickets on the door now. Is that cash and card or?
Cash and card.
Wonderful. Sounds amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous, absolutely wonderful show. Sounds fab. I can't wait for Hello, Dolly coming up. My singing is okay, but not brilliant. So you probably won't see me joining you in the choir, but I will be singing along in the audience. But sounds
that's
absolutely amazing. Thank you very much for coming in, Jill.
Thank you very much for asking
me. We look forward to seeing it soon. Thank you.
So before we conclude the show, let's take a look at what's going on across the Vale with Jamie Pritchard.
Let's start with tomorrow, Thursday. Chris Lloyd, an author from Penarth, will take part in an after-hours event at Griffin Books on Windsor Road as he returns with his brand new book in his award-winning Occupation series. The event will be an opportunity to hear more from him as he celebrates the release of The Art of Occupation, with more on the Griffin Books website. This week is Dementia Action Awareness Week. And on Friday, Barry Central Bowls Club are holding a dementia-friendly bowls day at their Gladstone Gardens Clubhouse. Running from midday through until 4pm, it'll be a chance to play in a team, connect with others and enjoy free tea, coffee and cake too. The Cowbridge Amateur Operatic Society continue their Musicals and More production. As mentioned earlier on in the show, they'll be in Cowbridge on Friday, St Athan on Saturday and Lantic Major on Sunday, with more on the CAOS Musical Society website. Foodies Unite at the Cowbridge Food and Drink Festival returns this weekend, kicking off the Vale Food Trail, taking place on Sunday the 24th and Bank Holiday Monday 25th. It'll feature a host of delicious food and drink at the AJ Car Park and Old Hall Gardens, with hot food and plenty of things to take home for a bank holiday treat, plus food demos in the Town Hall on the High Street. If you're looking for some live action, the superstars of Welsh wrestling return to the Memo Arts Centre on Sunday afternoon with glitz, glamour and body slamming mayhem. Tickets and more can be found at memoartcentre.co.uk. On Bank Holiday Monday, Barry Liberal Club presents live music, karaoke, bingo and a virtual horse race from 1pm. It's free entry with a chance to support your local club. Looking ahead to next week, Dinners Palace Walks are hosting a 2-hour summer evening walk next Wednesday around St Andrew Major Ridgeway. All walkers are welcome. You meet at Mill Road at 7pm. You can see Dinners Palace Walks for more information online. And as ever, you can find out more about lots more events going on across the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/events, where you can also submit yours for free too.
And that was The Vale This Week from Bro Radio. As always, if you've got a story to share, get in touch via news@broradio.fm. And you can hear the show on air each Wednesday from 7pm, or search for Vale This Week where you get your podcast.
Bro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door, or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
We're making Fridays even more feel-good with The Front Room. Playing your requests, talking about what's happening over the weekend and giving you that chance to win. Simply submit what song you want to hear and who you want us to say hello to at broradio.fm/Friday to be entered into the draw. Feel Good Friday with Front Room, cafe, bar and pizza at the Pump House on Bury Waterfront.
Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? Nothing heard, nothing said. Can't even speak about it. All my life, all my head. Don't wanna think about it. Feels like I'm going insane, yeah. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can control you. It's too close for comfort, oh.
Radio.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities.
Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.